say a few halachot. In Yalkut Yosef, he brings down, Tov v'nachon, shekol echad yishan v'yanuach v'erev shavuot, kede sheyuchal le'egor koach b'shvil halimud v'meshach kol halayla. Lizkot leit'ater bekitra shel Torah. It's a good idea to take a good nap on Erev Shavuot in order to have the proper strength to learn throughout the night and to merit attaining the crown of Torah. You know, if a person is going to stay all night, but he's going to be dozing off every 2 minutes, it's good. I can't blame anyone, of course, especially if a person wasn't able to prepare properly. But it's not the ideal. The ideal is, the best, is all night to be with energy, especially when it comes to shachrit, right? When it comes to shachrit, people start falling asleep. What kind of a shachrit is that? There are some opinions that say, if a person is going to pray shachrit like that, it's better he doesn't stay up all night. But the point is that one should prepare, Chacham Enat Berosho, one looks at what he should do beforehand to prepare by taking a nap and so that he has energy throughout the night. Now, why do I mention this? Because the next halacha is relevant specifically to this year. Keshechal Shabbat Be'erev Chag HaShavuot. When we have Shabbat on Erev Shavuot, which is going to be next week, Bezat Hashem, and so he wants to take a nap on Shabbat in the day so that he's able to learn throughout the night. So now the question is of preparation from Shabbat to Yom Tov. We're not supposed to prepare from Shabbat to Yom Tov. And here you are preparing yourself with sleep for Yom Tov. Is this okay? Nachon shelo yomar sheolech lanuach kede sheye lo koach nilmod balayla. It's proper not to say, you shouldn't say. Now, it's very easy to fall into the trap of saying it. Oh, I have to take a nap because tonight we're learning. You know, anyone can slip and say that. And so a person shouldn't say that. Be careful not to say that. Sheyesh baze zilzul b'kidushat Shabbat, because that's a belittlement in the kiddushah of Shabbat. As if you're taking advantage of the day of Shabbat, the fact that you have nothing else to do. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I can sleep so I can have koach tonight. That's using Shabbat. That's the whole idea behind the isur of why we're not supposed to prepare on Shabbat for Yom Tov. Shabbat is for the purpose of Shabbat. Shabbat is not for the purpose of any other day, even Yom Tov. And therefore to say deliberately or explicitly, I am sleeping now so that I have koach for tonight, what is Shabbat? Chopped liver? It's not right. So therefore a person should not say that. Aval mutar lishon b'Shabbat gam im kol kavanato liyot ne'or b'lil Shavuot she'har'eno nikar she'oseh ken emotzai Shabbat. However, to tell a person, don't sleep so you don't prepare, no, a person is allowed to sleep. Just don't say openly, even if in one's intention. It's in order to be able to stay up throughout the night, but as long as you don't say it, it's fine. It's not considered a zilzul because it's not evident that you're doing it for that purpose. Many people take a nap on Shabbat, especially the long days, they take a little nap, and therefore it doesn't seem as a hachana, v'asu le'achin mishabbat liyom tov. So overall, the halacha is, person is not allowed to prepare on Shabbat for Yom Tov. For example, l'chein asu b'shabbat l'sader ha'shulchanot b'bayit l'sudat Yom Tov. We're not supposed to set up the tables at home for the Seudah of Yom Tov at night, while it is still Shabbat, or lishtof kelim leYom Tov, or to wash the dishes for the purpose of using them on Yom Tov, one is not allowed to do so. The heter for that is, im hakelim hanal omdim babayit umaalim tzachna vereach ra mutar leshotfam af im leachar miken yishtamesh bahem balayla. However, if let's say it's very uncomfortable, it's not so nice that the dirty dishes should be left on the table on Shabbat, and it might even bring about a smell in the room of the food that you ate, you know, the leftovers. So therefore, in that case, it's possible, it's allowed to wash them, because that would be considered Kavod Shabbat itself. You're doing it for now, even though you're going to be using those dishes at night. וכן אין לשטוח עשבים בבית הכנסת ביום שבת, משום שיש בזה הכנה. אין להחליף פרוחות, פרוחת בשבת ליום טוב, משום שהוא ניכר שהוא ליום טוב והווה כמכין. אלא יעשה הכל מערב שבת. Some at the Knesset, they bring, flowers and all kinds of nice greenery to the Bet Knesset for the purpose of Shavuot. On the day of Shabbat, that's not the time to prepare the shul for the advent, for the Chag of Shavuot. Shabbat is not the time for that. Or let's say to switch the parochet from the regular one to the one that you use on Yom Tov, should not be done on Shabbat. It should all be ready from Friday. או בצאת השבת לאחר אמירת ברוך המבדיל בין קודש לקודש. If a person is going to do those things, he should do it right after Shabbat leaves, even before Arvit. He should say ברוך המבדיל, in this case ברוך המבדיל בין קודש לקודש, and then he's able to do so. כשערב שבועות חל בשבת. Another point, when ערב שבועות falls on Shabbat, צריך לאכול סעודה שלישית בשבת. We cannot forget the mitzvah of סעודה שלישית of Shabbat, כבכל שבת, like every time. ואין להקל לכתחילה, says the Yalkut Yosef, a person should not say, well, you know what, even לכתחילה today, being that I'm going to have a big meal of the Chag, so therefore, you know what, I'm going to be easy with סעודה שלישית, I'm just going to eat some fruits, ומיני מאפה, or some cakes, and be yotze according to the one of the shitot that Maran brings in Ilchot Seuda Shlishit. No. Ela lechatchila tzach leechol pat keshiur kabetza. Like every Shabbat, the person has to eat the amount, at least, of a kabetza of bread. Ach yiten elibo shelo leechol yoter midai, kedei sheyeh lo te'avon leechol b'leil hachag. But of course, a person has to always think ahead and not to overdo it, so that he has appetite for the meal of the night. ונכון להתפלל מנחה מוקדם באופן שיקדים לאכול קודם שעה עשירית מהיום. It's good, it's proper to have, בעזרת השם, we will have that early minyan, even earlier than the early one that we usually have, on Shabbat, which is ערב שבועות, ערב החג, to pray mincha dense, then at that time, so that a person can go home and eat סעודה שלישית earlier in the day, before the 10th hour into the day, before the 10th hour right now, would be like around 3 o'clock, something like this. So to eat Seudah Shlishit beforehand, in order not to go into the issue of eating on Erev HaChag and thereby losing the appetite for the Chag. Although that halakha applies more to Erev Pesach and Erev Sukkot. Erev Pesach and Erev Sukkot, where we have a din de'oraita, a chiyuv de'oraita to eat at night, bread in the sukkah or the matzah. So over there we mamash have a person, it's mishnah, a person is not allowed to eat from a certain hour of the day, from the 9.5 hours into the day and on. It's more kal in a regular Yom Tov such as Shavuot, but even so, even in that case, a person should be careful not to eat at that time. By eating then, he's going to lose his appetite for the meal at night. But these things happen all the time. It's very relevant. So it's important to remember to do everything as much as we can properly. Should I continue a few more minutes or what should we do? I don't think we'll be able to reach Sfirat HaOmer, right? So we'll stop right here. רבי חננה בן עקשיא אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך הרבה להם תורה ומצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.